If you're saved tonight and have a desire to live for the Lord, I have a question for you. Why? What causes you to have a desire to live for the Lord? I was thinking about it today. When I was a boy, there were times when I had a desire to live for the Lord. Some of you may remember some of the old camp meetings that we would go to. Some of the old ministers that would come to those camp meetings, they could preach. We don't hear these messages so much anymore, but they would preach about hell. I remember Brother Salmon's coming down to Hammond camp meeting and preaching about hell. And it would make me feel like I'm swinging out over it, and I'd be heading for the altar. I want to be saved. Get saved, get baptized, and a few weeks later, I go back to school, and I'm around influences, and I give it up. You know, it's going to take more. You would think that would be enough to take me all the way through. Just, I don't want to go to hell, and that's my reason for being saved. You know, we need more reason than that to hold us, because that held me for a few weeks. But you know what? If it wasn't down in my heart a desire to live for the Lord and to love the Lord, it's easy for it to go away over time. There is a song, because I am so glad that before I left home and got married and started a family, there was another reason why I got saved, and it held me better than only because of hell. You know what, tonight, I believe every one of us, if we made a list of why I'm living for the Lord, somewhere in that list it would be, my desire is I want to go to heaven. I do not want to be lost at the last. But we need some other reasons also. I'd like for us to look at a song. I was singing about it this evening. Song number 233. While sleeping careless on the brink of an eternal woe, he felt something. I felt the touch of Jesus' love, and oh, it charmed me so. It says, third verse, I know my sins have pierced thy heart, O Jesus crucified, and now the thought of hell is breaking mine, oh, and now thy love is breaking mine. I bow to him who died. I hear thy voice in tender love, so sweetly calling me. Thy dying love has won my heart. I yield, O Lord, to thee. And you know what? Seeing the love that he has had for me, the sacrifice that he gave for me, gives me a strong desire. I want to please him with my life. There is another song. It's song number 52. This moves it over into a desire that I have. Song number 52 says, I love to serve my Jesus. It's a privilege so sublime. My life, afresh with beauty bright, is sparkling all the time. Mid scenes that are unfading of rapture and of bliss, transported, I am soaring in my Savior's righteousness. I love to serve my Jesus. He's all in all to me. He helps me bear each burden. He is my victory. A much greater reason to serve the Lord than only a desire to escape hell at the end. There is a verse in Psalms 123. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And you know, many people believe that to serve the Lord is going to be a whole lot of requirements that the Lord puts on us. And you know what? It says in that one, it sounds so good. He's my shepherd. I'm not going to want anything. But it says, you know what? He's going to make me lie down in green pastures. That sounds like something's going to be forced. I have had in the past, as I look at that verse, I've had in the past wintertime come on, and I had some cows. And they eat bales of hay for the winter. They would so much rather have green grass, but it's not available to them. You will find them almost all winter standing at the bale of hay, trying to get enough nourishment to exist. If at that time, if you went out there with a stick and said, I'm going to make this cow lay down, you'd have a big trouble doing it. They're going to do everything but lay down. This says, the Lord's my shepherd. He will make me lie down in green pastures. You know what? Come springtime, when I could not get that cow to lay down in the wintertime, come springtime, she'll do it. How? Get her in a big old pasture of more grass than she can ever eat and let her keep on eating. And then after a while, she'll lay down on her own. This is what the Lord says He will do for us. He will lead me in the green pastures. There is so much available for me when I'm living for Him because I love Him. And it's not something that is forced. I desire to live for the Lord. There is a verse. Sister LaDonna had preached a message in the past. I have to or I get to. And you know what? It can be the same things in the list that were in the have to category. And they can get moved over into I get to do these things. Here's an example. Folks, if we desire to make heaven our home, the Bible tells me in Hebrews, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. As the manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching, so much the more as you feel like you know what, the end is coming, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I can kind of look at that like I look at this Psalms 123. He's making me do something. Or I can move it over into, I get to do this. I enjoy doing this. And I'll see then a verse in Psalms 122. And it looks altogether different. Now, Psalms 122 and 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Things have changed now. It's my desire. And my desire has changed because I feel the love of the Lord and the sacrifice that He made for me. There's another song that we sing. Because we can read over in 1 John, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And that's in one of those, I have to forsake the world if I desire to make heaven my home. But you know what? I can move that over into another category. I get to forsake the world. And then I can have this as my song. I am drinking at the fountain where I ever would abide. Because I've tasted life's pure river, and my soul is satisfied. There's no thirsting for life's pleasures, nor adorning rich and gay. Why? Because the preacher said, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to cut these things off. No, I found a richer treasure, one that fadeth not away. You know what? For all of us that desire to make heaven our home, we're going to have to move some things from the have-to category over into this is my desire. This is what I want in my life more than anything else. There's another verse says, tell me not of heavy crosses, nor of burdens hard to bear. For I have found this great salvation makes each burden light appear. And I love to follow Jesus, gladly counting all but dross, worldly honors all forsaking, because there's glory in the cross. Things have changed now. It's my desire to please the Lord, because of what he has done for me. There is a verse in Proverbs 4. Because you know, all of us will be leaving here tomorrow, going different ways, different places. And the devil's going to bring temptations to all of us with choices that we have to make. This tonight is one of those choices. The rewards that come from the choices I make to draw up real close to the Lord, to sing that song from my heart, more like Christ, my heart is praying. In this verse, Proverbs 4 and 18, the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. You know, you read Psalms 119 and throughout that, that's the longest chapter in the Bible. But you find so many places in there where he's talking about, I love the law of the Lord. It's not just, okay, I've got to do it. I'm going to have to read if I want to make heaven my home. No, the Lord wants to give us a desire that I desire this. I want this in my life to where it doesn't become a trial to me. It's something I've got to do to make heaven. But the Lord has put a desire in my heart, and I am thankful for it. Young people, as you leave out of here and the world tries to draw you back into it, make up your mind, I'm going to follow the Lord. Because there are riches. When we talk about choices, many times what it looks like is it's all the negative choices and the prices you pay. But you know what? There's choices that we make to follow the Lord that also has a reward. Not just in the life to come, but it has a reward for us in this life. And I am so thankful for it. There was a message. We hear about Jesus saying, and I will give unto them eternal life. And to me, when I would read that, I would think, okay, it's coming for the Christian. When they breathe their last breath, they have then obtained eternal life. But I heard a message preached that has been a real encouragement to me. Eternal life begins the day I get saved. It's just that when I breathe my last breath, the body changes that enjoys it. It is just a continuation. And there is a song that we sing, From Death to Life. And it says, there light and life without an end into eternity shall blend. This eternal life begins the day I get saved. If I will allow it, it will lead me all the way through my life. And remember where we read the verse that says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? If I have allowed this to be my desire throughout my life, it's just a transition phase. Then I'm moving from this to another. And I want that to be my desire. Because every one of us are headed for eternity. Whatever choices we make will determine where we spend it. And I want to tell you, I want to make heaven my home. And I want to enjoy the journey getting there. It will come from me denying myself, take up my cross, and follow him. And to see that he's got so much more for me to be able to enjoy. In John, in the 10th chapter, it says why he came, John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. I am come that they might have it life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Not just enough that maybe you will be able to make it through to the end, but an abundant life to where I have enjoy living for the Lord here, and have enough to cause others to have a desire for it themselves. I was reading a verse in Amos. It says there's a famine coming in the land. It said it's not going to be a famine for food or for water, but that famine is going to be for hearing the word of the Lord. And I think about that, maybe it's not even so much that it's not being taught, but the famine of my desire to be able to hear it and put it to practice. You know, Scripture tells me, don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. The things that come to me, I put them to practice in my life. There's another verse in Psalms 27 and 8. When thou saidst, seek my face. You know, I think about this in just times when the Lord says, hey, you're getting too busy. Why don't you stop here and read and pray? When thou said, seek my face, my heart said to thee, if it was today, what would it be? Lord, I'm pretty busy right now. I'll try to get back with you. But this one says, when thou said, seek my face, my heart said, thy face, Lord, will I seek. My desire is I'm seeking after you. Want you more in my life. To all of us as we go from here tonight, let's have that desire. It's not just, okay, I want to make heaven and here's some rules that I'm going to have to follow. No, I desire to enjoy salvation while I'm here, and I can do that. There is another verse in Psalms 27 and 4. Here's where my desire is. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Got some desires. You know what? The world has a lot of desires, and the devil would love to come to us with some desires to put into our life for things that seem real important. I have a desire. I want to seek after the Lord. I want to be more like Christ. I want to have Him in my life. Revelations 3 and 20. It said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, it's going to take more than just hearing. I need to open the door. He said, I'll come in and I'll sup with him and he with me. Sometimes I think about that as being on the day of salvation. But you know what? We're living some busy lives today. And I believe there's times where in the day of the week, the Lord would like to say the same thing to me. I'm standing at your door knocking. Like to be able to spend some special time with you. And I don't want to be so busy. Because there is a song that says, have you any time for Jesus while the fleeting moments roll? Is this mortal life so busy that you cannot save your soul? That's a warning to us as a Christian. It can become so busy that I lose out on what is the most valuable things in life. And just this week, we have had reminders come to us of how fragile life is. That I can be called from this one to the other one so quickly. And I want to be ready to meet the Lord. And I don't have to just have fears and say, my only thing is I just don't want to be lost. No, I want to have a relationship with the Lord. That I can walk with Him. I can hear Him. I think of the verse that says, my son, don't despise the chastenings of the Lord. Whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. You know what? We need to welcome the times when the Lord comes to us, maybe even in meetings like this, and the Lord comes to us and says, there's an adjustment that I want you to make in your life. I want you to rid yourself of this, or I want you to take on this. And we can see it as a chastening. Whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. Because He is not willing that any would perish, but that every one of us that's here tonight would be able to make heaven our home. And so He wants to send to us the things that would give us that opportunity. There's a verse that says, it was good for me that I had been afflicted. You know, if trouble comes into my life, I have one prayer. Lord, I want you to take it away quickly. It says, if ye abide in me, ask what you will and you give it. Have you ever asked the Lord to send trouble into your life? Mm-mm. It happens on its own. But many times I'll ask the Lord, would you take away this problem? If I could look at the things that come into my life in the light of eternity, could it be that some of the things that he sends to me is my very best opportunity to be able to make heaven my home? If I compared it to eternity, if I measured this life out into eternity, I would start realizing, Lord, you know what? This may be the very thing I need to be able to make adjustments in my life. So for us today, as we go from here out into life again, let's seek the Lord. Lord, I want to have a relationship with you to where you can just speak softly to me. You remember, was it Elijah that he heard saw the lightning, he heard the earthquake, but then he heard this still, small voice. We're living in a time where it's getting harder to be able to get quiet, where we can hear that still, small voice. But I want to be able to have it in my life. Scripture tells me a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. It's going to be very important for me to go 100%. My desire is to follow after the Lord. Not that, okay, Lord, I'll give you 80%, but reserve 20% for myself. But I want to give you my all. There was a desire that Elisha had one day. Elijah was going to be called away, and Elisha wanted something from him. You remember there were several opportunities where Elijah told him, okay, you stay in this town, I'm going on. Elisha realized something's coming up, and he said, I will not leave you. Elijah finally said, tell me, what is it that you want from me? And Elisha said, I want a double portion of your spirit. And Elijah told him, said, okay, you'll be able to have it if you see me when I'm caught up. Now, how do you think Elisha followed him from that minute on? I think if Elijah would stop, Elisha would bump into him. He's right on him. I'm right here with you. I will not stop for anything now. And he was able to receive that. It's the same way for us today. Lord, I tell you what, I've got some desires. And those desires are those that please the Lord. I'm going after you. I want it in my life. I want to please you. We heard about it today. An opportunity to go out into the water. It's ankle deep. But it can be measured on out where it's deeper yet. It can be a river to swim in. There is opportunities for all of us to draw real close to the Lord, to where we can enjoy salvation while we're here and make heaven our home when we leave here. There is a verse in Psalms 42 that tells about a desire. As the heart, 42:1, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God. You know, there are a lot of people that are thirsty today. They're thirsty for the things that the world is offering for them. This one had a thirst. I'm thirsting for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? I look at this desire as if almost I'm having to say, okay, Lord, now I'm going to have to go to work now. I'm going to have to go do some temporal things, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be able to meet with you again. Here's one more verse in Psalms 119. And then the 10th verse of the 119th chapter. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart with a desire that I might not sin against thee. Tonight, I want to please the Lord with my life. He has got so much available for all of us. There's a song I'd like to close with. I'd like for you to sing it with me. Because you know what? We can have a desire that from where I am, I see there's some higher ground to be obtained. And I'm going after it. I want it in my life. this song. I'm pressing on my upward way, new heights I'm gaining, and I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. When I think about Christian in Pilgrim's Progress, when he made his decision, I'm going to the celestial city, was he always successful? Did he have any failures in his life? He had some failures. But what I love about the story, what I love about his desire, is every time he came out of that difficulty, his face was turned toward the celestial city. He had hardly started until he fell into the Slough of Despond. The one that was going with him climbed out and headed back to the city of destruction. Christian, when he came out, he was on the celestial city side of that problem. For all of us, should failure come into our life, Lord, I'm climbing out of this thing on the heaven side of it. I want you to lead me. He has promised that he will do it, and I am so thankful for that. I desire your prayers. I want to be faithful.